Okay, it's been exactly 10 days since the Department of Justice was hacked by attackers using ransomware. And it has had a critical impact on a knock-on effect on areas that really do need close attention, including the child maintenance payment system, as well as bail services, email, and the departmental website. Also, letters of authority have been held up. This is in already a very weighted and, I suppose, clumsy judicial system as it is, and then operating under COVID-19, this does not help. And I'm wondering whether or not there are more sinister impacts that have come to foot. We are curious mostly why government has been so quiet about it. We hear that they acknowledge that it has happened, and it should not usually take this long for a ransomware attack to be investigated, as we've seen in the case of other corporations and banks. Dr. Simon Howell is a research fellow at the Center for Criminology at UCT, joins us today to help us understand this. Welcome back to the show, Simon. Thanks so much for joining us. What is your immediate take on what was your immediate take at the outset of finding out about the attack itself?
Well, this is not the first, probably won't be the last, sort of hack that has occurred in government departments or government websites in the last few months. It's becoming quite a common occurrence, it seems. So I wasn't that surprised, but equally, it is the Justice Department, so one has to, it has a larger impact, as you mentioned earlier, on people and on services that they deliver.
I guess our concern also happens to be that not necessarily through a hack, but the Justice Department has come under attack in the past insofar as breaking into judges' chambers about a year or two ago, specifically with respect to the Zondo Commission. Is there anything I've left out in terms of what has been impacted, as you say, with respect to service delivery?
Well, they did manage to get off child maintenance payments for the month end last month before this happened. But I sense that, considering that this is an ongoing issue, it could impact on services like that in the future if they don't manage to sort it out. Of course, as you mentioned, justice is not the first time this has occurred in terms of, criminal activity occurring. Although in this instance, I think it's primarily ransom-based. So essentially, they're trying to get money, to pay for it to be fixed by the hackers.
In the cases of the departments that you mentioned earlier on, maybe you can give us some insights as to which ones they were and how long it took for us to get detail on the attack and what government's response would be.
Well, I think the most recent one is, I don't know if you noticed that the government websites, most of them went down, I think it was last week, for a brief time. I don't think that was a result of hacking, although they have, again, been quite silent on it. And previously there was, I can't remember the exact departments, but there were a number that were affected by IT issues and the like. And I think, government has been sort of caught napping in the sense that their security systems are not up to date. And as a result of people working remotely, there's a lot of security risk there that is a result of people not using the correct IT software or not using, up-to-date laptops, etc.
So it's interesting. I chuckled when you said, I don't know if you've seen that government websites were down, because how would I be able to tell with the state of our government websites as it is? Is it possible to get some kind of an audit of anti-malware software happens to be with government? Is it something that's held very close to their chest?
Well, I think that would be, that would be a security question in the sense that they probably wouldn't want to tell you because it would make it easier for people to know what they're dealing with in terms of hacking. But I sense that, the systems they probably are using are not up to date because, if a government website is being hacked, frankly, then it shouldn't be this easy, especially something like Justice, which is, frankly, should be quite a secure system because of what it deals with, by the nature of its business. I think they did have a contingency plan or a contingency plan in place, but this was primarily a manual type of thing. So, they didn't have a backup IT system in the wings waiting should this occur, which is, of course, another question as to, why didn't you have something that could take over should this occur? This is what companies do, and I think they should look to the private sector, frankly, to find some better practices.
So where to from here for Justice in particular?
Were you asking broadly or just in terms of IT?
Let's talk IT. I think that's the only thing we can handle for this morning, which is big enough.
Well, in terms of this, I think they need to obviously figure out what's happened and figure out how it occurred. and put in place the right systems to prevent it happening in the future. I mean, that being said, you know, I think that I suspect that this hack occurred as a result of employees not using the correct software and, you know, sort of just logging in from wherever. So I think they need to implement some sort of staff training so as that people know what is secure and what is not, so as that it's not as easy to just break into the servers, etc.
All right. This is very disappointing. In your experience, just watching, maybe let's move away from South African government, but just like watching broadly when hacking happens, my understanding and my lay understanding is within a day, there's a statement from the bank, and not only about what happened, that it happened, the extent to which it happened, who was affected, and what the solution is, which is normally then in place within 2 days. Is that fair to expect?
Well, I think, you know, considering the importance of what they deal with, we should have some information that is beyond what they've given thus far. There's been a certain lack of transparency in terms of this process, you know, that and it does affect people in very real terms. You know, I mean, if they can't process child maintenance payments, for instance, that's a big issue. So I don't think the public has been kept up to date as to what is actually going on or what happened. And of course, the question is, well, why haven't they done something about it yet?
Indeed. All right. More questions than answers, I'm afraid. Dr. Simon Heil, I'm grateful for the insight, though. Research Fellow at the Center for Criminology at UCT.